Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mets postgame show, WCBS Mets Radio Network, 11-7 Atlanta over the Mets tonight. Highlights brought to you by Smithtown Nissan. See FINA first at Smithtown Nissan. They are staying on top by keeping their prices at the bottom. Mets on top of the National League East. That is still the case after tonight's festivities, but everything shrinking a little bit as the Mets got off to a situation in the top of the first where they could have had some runs. They put runners on first and second. Pete Alonso doubled and J.D. Davis walked, but with two outs and Travis d'Arnaud batting, Alonso got thrown out trying to advance from second to third on a ball that got away from the catcher, Alex Jackson. So that rally ended in a tough way for the Mets with Alonso making the final out at third base. Atlanta went right to work in the bottom of the first against Jason Vargas, who didn't have a whole lot tonight. Ozzie Albies singled. Josh Donaldson walked. Freddie Freeman flied out to deep center. But then Ronald Acuna Jr. would give the Rays the lead.
Vargas sets, not going. And the pitch in on the ground to the left side. Base hit going into left field. The Braves take the lead. Albies scores from third. Donaldson stops at second. And on at first with an RBI single, Ronald Acuna Jr. He now has a five-game hitting streak. And the Braves have a 1-0 first inning lead.
Acuna among the major league leaders in pretty much every offensive category dating back to last year's All-Star break. 11 hits in 19 at-bats over his last handful of games. And he has driven in 8 runs in that time, including the first run of this game tonight. 1-0 Atlanta, the score. Then Jason Vargas walked Nick Markakis to load the bases. And then Dansby Swanson would actually be the last man Vargas would face tonight.
Vargas sets. Here's the payoff pitch. Inside ball four, it forces home a run. It's 2-0 Atlanta. The third walk of the inning from Vargas. Didn't miss by too much with that fastball, but now it's 2-0. The bases remain loaded, and Johan Camargo coming up, and that is it for Jason Vargas.
Jason Vargas lasted a third of an inning tonight. He used up a lot of pitches to only get one out and face 6 hitters, allowing 5 of them to reach, as Vargas ended up being pulled from this game after throwing 36 pitches in the bottom of the first inning. Corey Oswalt would enter the game after Vargas left it. Vargas would exit with his manager. Mickey Callaway got ejected for arguing about the strike zone with the home plate umpire Alfonso Marquez after pulling Vargas from the game, so they both were gone. And then Corey Oswalt would allow the Braves to extend their lead thanks to Johan Camargo.
The 3-1 pitch. Swing and a liner to right. That's a base hit. Headed towards the line, Conforto up with it, Acuna's in, Markakis in to score, going to third and stopping there is Swanson, and on at first with a 2-run single is Johan Camargo. The Braves have a 4-0 first inning lead, and they have runners at first and third, and still only one man out.
A 4-run first for the Braves, although that lead would not last long. The Mets would get all 4 runs right back in the top of the second. The Mets among the best scoring teams in the National League so far, and they would do a lot of scoring against Sean Newcomb in that second inning. d'Arnaud singled, Broxton walked, Rosario with a base hit to load the bases for Juan Lagares.
The 0-1. Fastball pulled on the ground under the glove of the third baseman Donaldson and into left field. d'Arnaud has scored. Broxton rounds third. He's coming home. He's in and going to third is Rosario clapping his hands as down to second goes Juan Lagares. 2 runs are in. Still nobody out and the Braves lead is cut to 4-2.
Juan Lagares getting a 2-base hit for his effort there. A double that knocked home 2 runs and pulled the Mets within 2. The next batter would be the pitcher Corey Oswalt, the relief pitcher, as Oswalt would knock home a run himself.
1-2 pitch. Oswalt hits it in the air to right center field. Fairly deep, should get a run home. Acuna, the center fielder, makes the catch, tagging and scoring Rosario and going to third, Lagares. Corey Oswalt with a quality at-bat, sacrifice fly. His first big league run batted in. The Braves' lead is cut to 4-3. And with only one out, Lagares, the tying man, is 90 feet away.
As the Mets were down by four, that four-run deficit was erased for sure as Jeff McNeil was able to tie it up.
First pitch by Newcomb. Curve, and that's lined to right center field. That's a base hit for McNeil, and this game is tied. In to score is Lagares, and on at first with an RBI single is Jeff McNeil. And in a blink of an eye, the Mets have come back from trailing 4-0 to even it up 4-4.
4-4 the score after McNeil's base hit, but as Corey Oswalt took the mound in the bottom of the second, things will unravel again for the Mets as the pitcher, Tuki Toussaint, struck out to lead off that inning. Toussaint entered the game in the top of the second after Newcomb couldn't get through it, and Toussaint really calmed things down for the Braves. But first, Atlanta would regain the lead. Ozzie Albies walked, Josh Donaldson doubled, and Freddie Freeman put Atlanta on top to stay.
Oswalt sets. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a liner towards short. Past the diving Rosario. Base hit center field. Albies scores. Donaldson to third. Holding at first with an RBI single is Freddie Freeman. The Braves lead 5-4.
One of the great crushers of the Mets of all time, Freddie Freeman, nearing 100 career RBIs against the Mets. And a base hit there would give Atlanta a 5-4 lead. Ronald Acuna would single home a run to make it 6-4. And then Nick Markakis would drive home yet another.
Runners lead second and first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a liner to right center field. That's a base hit. Freeman rounds third. He'll score easily. The ball cut off in the gap by Lagares. They'll stop Acuna at third. The throw comes into the plate on one hop to Darnot. And pulling into second with a double and a run batted in is Nick Markakis. Atlanta 7, New York 4.
Dansby Swanson would ground out to short with the Mets infield back. That brought home Acuna 8-4 at that point. And the Mets really never got closer. Markakis would hit a home run in the bottom of the fourth inning to make it a 9-4 game. Swanson singled home a run in the sixth. And then Donaldson would finally get his first RBI as a Brave with a home run to right center field. It took Donaldson 51 at-bats to finally get his first RBI in a Braves uniform. And it came in the bottom of the seventh inning with a home run off of Robert Gsellman.